Father, we desire to humbly come into thy presence this evening. We're thankful for this wonderful day of convention and fellowship. We're thankful for all of our many blessings and for all of the spiritual lessons and food that we had. And now we ask thy blessing upon this evening service of Vespers, that we can be still more spiritually refreshed by the images and the music that we hear, that we can be drawn closer to thee and closer to one another. And ask that blessing upon Brother Jim, that he guides and directs our thoughts and his service. And ask for thy blessing on those who could not be here and all of our brethren throughout the world who are going through special trials and tribulations. Bless and keep them as those who are near. We leave this meeting now in thy care and keeping, and we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Don't think my son.
It's not going to change the quality of the program. The fact that you can't hear me.
Some brother hearing it.
There we go. Testing. I hope nobody thinks that we're picking on Montana, but Montana Vesper services are different than Vesper services in Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York. That kind of means that we haven't rehearsed it. But that's okay, because Montana is more about family than it is about, you know, theatrical presentations. So I would like the group of men that did not rehearse those two songs to please come up forward. We're going to start with some songs. We'll sing three songs for you. We're going to do some reminiscing visually. And then we'll kind of close by singing some songs together. And that's the extent of the future planning so far. Thank you.
wonderful words of life, also freely given, blessed boon from heaven, beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Now we're going to go back. 35 years, 45 years, 55 years, 65 years, or as old as you want to admit you are. From my recollection, the seeds of the Kalispell Convention were actually first planted in Sandpoint, Idaho. There was a lake across from the meeting hall 35 years ago. Bible Students Convention, Sandpoint, Idaho. Aided and abetted by the Friends in Columbia Falls in Kalispell. You know, this projector also is 35 years old. So. You've seen that one before. After the convention, on Monday, we all assembled at the Thompson property. And there was the world's longest picnic table. You know, I can start with some of the names, but I'll need help. In the red sweater is Paul and Livka, and Lucille Buck up front, and in the back, Manuel Buck. You're all lined up for lunch. Manuel again. Sister Nalitha. Dawn in her designer hat. And Dave Thomas on the right. Don? Like I said, Don Thomas. And on the left from Seattle, Edith? Yeah, Edith Walker. Too many to name here. I see Ginger about halfway down the row on the right in the red. Linda Hardy. Graver's on the left. Frank Rushton on the right from beautiful British Columbia. And Louise Fitzpatrick. Sister Clark. And Lavinia Lewis. Everybody knows Claudia, right? Now here's one for the museum. This is the Furnett's kids and the Thompson kids. I see Ben in that the blonde, LaVance on the left, Roy on the extreme left, Harbor in front in the red, Dan next to him, Charlene? Yeah, that is Charlene. In the front, in the black and white. Yeah, and Terry Thompson on the right. Anybody recognize these folks? Mitchell Bleachers, Becky Bleachers, Mark, Todd Alexander. Okay, I would never guess Todd. Sister Luce from back east. Mark is translating here at a Portland convention for two sisters from France. Peter Perlejewski on the left. Brother Joseph Borovets from France. And Mitchell is at the retirement center about 25 years ago. Faith on the right, Henrietta Stocker on the left, Mary Litwin in the center. Vivian Nalivka and Sam Christick. Evelyn Thompson. Lucille. The face is familiar, but I just can't remember. Malcolm. Al. Al Lewis. The Lewises. Okay, now I'm going to jump back 50 years. Maybe 60. This is Rutherford, New Jersey. This is the Dawn plant, still there. And the car on the right has been changed. This is the Dawn home. Lenny, you don't happen to have your pointer, do you? Does it work with the red... This is the Dawn plant where a lot of the printing went on. It's back in the 1950s. This is the Dawn home where the workers would have their evening meal. This is not the greatest picture, but it's kind of fun. Ah, good. Here comes Lenny's laser dot. Okay. Can you recognize this young brother on the left here?
Yeah.
Very good. Ken Rawson. And how about this pretty young lady here?
Virginia.
Virginia Rawson. Okay, so from the right side, this is Bernie Krupa, Ethel Krumpholt, Julius Bednarz, Sue Bednarz, Michael Katerba, Alpha Katerba, Charles Thornton. Brother Fred Bright, Eugene Burns, Norman Woodworth, Richard Sarasi, Ray Krupa, Ludlow Loomis, Dick Bickle, and Arthur Krumpholt. Virginia's still with us. Charles is living in Michigan. Ken's still with us. Richard is living in Connecticut. And that's it, out of that group of workers that was there in 1950. Ken and Virginia. they were kind of newlyweds then. And this is the marriage of Verna Tomowinski and Zygmunt Rogowski, and the Rawsons were their witnesses. This is the old Brooklyn church where the conventions around 1950 through 1955, this is the kind of convention they had at Labor Day in New York City. Major convention. Friends from all of the East Coast would attend. I looked through all my old pictures, and every time I found a picture of Ken Rawson, he was surrounded by a bunch of sisters. Okay, on the right, Sue Burns, Ruth, Alpa Katerba, Irene Rogowski at that time, Becky Katerba. Now Bleachers. Becky Bleachers. And what's her first name?
Elizabeth
Hankinson. Thank you. Okay, this is interesting. Who can recognize this brother here?
Walter
Bleachers. And how about here? Edmund Bleachers. Mitchell Bleachers. These are the Rosansky sisters. I think this is Malik. Freddie?
Gina.
And Gene up front. With this projector, you get to see all the pictures twice. This was a meeting at the home of the Sunbombs up in Michigan. Brother Dietrich, my dad, my mom, Carl Stocker, Sister Dietrich, Henrietta Stocker, Virginia, and Ken Rawson, and Verna.
Who's in the middle?
Who's that precocious kid in the knickers? He had hair then. Just to show you the size of groups, this is the Detroit contingent at the General Convention. Probably 1950, 1952, something like that. The conventions in those days were close to 1,000 people. Okay, we go back even further. This is my mom in the middle. These are like young Bible student, Polish, English. This was Ted Trina. I think this is Vicki Gabar. Is it Vicki? Rose, thank you, Rose. And here in the back, Mike Wallach. His daughter's here today, Sharon. Al Bushman, some of you know, this is my dad, and Mike Wallach again. They lived on a street in Detroit that there were many Bible students on that street. As a matter of fact, there were 7 elders lived on that one street. It was about 2 blocks long. And I can't remember who told me, but they said it was really a tough place to live because you had to behave. Is that Mike told me that? Okay, here's my dad, and I put this one in to see if someone could tell me, like the Rosses, who these other two brothers are. On the left? Okay, I was thinking that. Anybody know who the brother on the right is?
The brother on the left.
Rusumbel. He's famous in our family because he went on a pilgrim trip through the East Coast, and they weren't sure how he was going to do it. My dad had just purchased a new car, and I think my dad was like 17 years old, and so he drove Brother Rusumbel around And that's when my dad met the Bleacher family for the first time, the Malik family. That's when he first met David Bruce in Connecticut. And it was on that trip that my dad consecrated. This is Brother Bleacher's senior. This is Edmund and Mitchell's father. And this looks like Edmund. And this is probably Mitchell, and he's tired of having his picture taken. This is Mike Lawlick and his son Larry and his daughter Sharon. This is at the Saginaw Women's Club. We used to go up there for meetings. And my mom's on the left, then Virginia, Sophie Kupski, I don't remember the sister's name, and Verna, brother Sunbaum. That could be Sister Zana. I think that's Sister Zana. Okay, you get a prize if you can identify this family.
Brother Rawson Sr.
This is Brother Rawson Sr. This is Ray Rawson.
Arlene,
thank you. This must be Mom. And this is Ken Rawson. Caturbas, Michael, Becky, Rebecca, and
Rachel.
I'm sorry, that's Tim's mother. And
Ruth.
Walter Bruce on the left. I believe that's Brother Malik, Freddie Malik, and Mitchell.
You mean Freddie Malik from East Coast?
Yeah, he's from New Jersey. Jersey. This is a contingent of Detroiters from a convention, general convention at Chautauqua. This is a couple years before the other picture. The only people still living are these little kids in the front row. This looks like Larry Lawlick. This is me. That's about it. So we jump a few generations. This is a picture of the Phoenix class. I put it in there because here's Becky and here's Nicola. Hersher's on the left. A lot of you knew them. Mitchell in the back, and this was the only daughter of the Bleacher family, Lillian, and she married Nick Casper, and this is Nick's mom. Christy Humphreys. These pictures are for sale, folks. You can buy these pictures. Here's Wally. Wally Elias from Michigan. With Erna. Erna's passed away now. Three singers at the General Convention in Albion. Ben Saramack from Detroit and Wally. David Rice. Looks like Sister Moss. Peter on the right. Austin Williams, Homer, Ray Luke. Florence Trezina. And the Montagues. Tim Sandridge. This is the husband of the Montague's daughter, Kathy. Tim passed away a couple years ago. I baptized Tim at a meeting in Michigan, in Detroit. Kathy and her dad. Jerry. Jack and Jack Hensley. Jerry again and Louise. John Seelan in the back. David Tiffany with his cousin, Jerry. And Mike and Carlton. Rod Thomas and his granddaughter, Lucia. Hensley family. I threw this one in just for fun, because I couldn't find a picture of Lenny Bryce. I had to have somebody from that ecclesia. And plus, this is the Rawson's daughter, Mrs. Janet, and Obie. Long time ago. Wade and Byron. It's Margie Keith and... Bye. Somebody said Elvis? There's been an Elvis sighting.
$5.
It's going to take more than that. How about this one?
$10.
Do I hear 10?
That's the
time.
That's
the Irish one. You know what? This looks like Lori. And this, of course, is Brother Keith. Is this David by any chance?
David
Christensen?
Oh, David Christensen?
And here's Lori. 50. Now, you know, one of the things that's really hard, you can get, let me tell you a little bit about Lenny Price. It's real easy to get audios of his discourses. You can sometimes get a video of his discourse, MP3, tape, whatever you want. You can get things in writing about Lenny, but you can't get pictures of Lenny. He puts your picture up all over hymns and stuff like that, but you cannot get pictures of him. Oh, incidentally, just before I continue, this is Sharon's parents. This is Mike and Bernice Lawler. But I found this picture in the archives. Homer's on the left, Frank Nemish, Cynthia Hawkins, Trezina, Wilson Lynn, Bob Wilson, David Bruce.
There's Lenny.
Dawn Shalhoub, Mally, and look at hiding between everybody. There's Lenny. So let the record show I have a picture of Lenny. Edmund Bleachers. We're not going to... I don't know what's in his hand. Looks like an empty ice cream dish to me. Edmund. Lois Austin and Ruth Rice. ...1966. They weren't even teenagers then.
Oh,
So that's the root, that's the Kalispell loop. We started with Kalispell, ended with Kalispell, and there's been, as far as Kalispell is concerned, 35 years of activity up here as far as conventions go, and we see the Lord's providence still to this day. Let's sing three songs together. They all have to do with our Christian fellowship and being together. So let's start with Margie, will you play? We're going to continue singing hymn number 23, and then you'll see the rest of the slides.
This one's called Up Temple.
With my Oh.